Buncrana on the shores of Lough Swilly. Breathtaking scenery.
My name's Selena Coyle and I am the artist facilitator working with this creative cluster in Buncrana. The project is an initiative of the Department of Education, and the idea was to get clusters around the country working more creatively in school and through their curriculum. So I was tasked with the job of coming up with a project, and I'm a local of Derry, but Buncrana would just be over the border, and when I was asked to participate, I thought what kind of project we could get the school kids involved in that would... They start thinking about their local environment, local community, and the beach is common to... There's quite a few beaches in Buncrana, and it's common to the whole community, and I thought it would be good to use that as a starting point for the project.
Colm Grant, I do the environmental side of this project, and I have taken the children onto the beach locally to find what's there. So this is an environment I'm encouraging the children to explore often, and they love being out, and they love understanding the environment, and I'm encouraging them to come back and try and help them to have ownership of the Donegal beaches and Donegal environment.
Well, boys and girls, good morning. You'll be very glad to hear that I have no speech prepared. First of all, I've never heard of creative clusters until now, so that's you people, and congratulations to you. And it's good to know you are going to grow up and not be litter louts. We have some nice pickers and gloves and all for you, so don't get too messed up.
First of all, don't pick up anything you don't want to, right? If you see something filthy you don't want to touch, well, don't touch it, okay? What you're more likely to meet out here now as we go is, first of all, this kind of plastic here that is soft plastic, probably only used once and somehow is now on the beach. That can't at the minute be recycled, right? Now, these bottles that had water in them can be recycled. And if it's put in the right stream, it will end up being recycled, right? Glass can be recycled. All this rigid plastic, and I'll show you an example of just rigid plastic. You don't have to go far to find it. Say that there, for example, right? That's called rigid plastic. It's stiff and hard. If that were all put together, it can be recycled. The very valuable thing down there is aluminium, which should be recycled again and again and again. But see this kind of stuff here, polystyrene. It easily breaks up, and try and get the small stuff, right? This here will be there next year and the year after could be there for 100 years before it breaks up. And you may be seeing pictures, and it's not hard to find them, of just how much rubbish is out in the ocean. And you'll see pictures of animals caught in hoops and fishing nets and so on. Some of this coloured stuff, maybe smaller bits than that, if it floats, there are birds that dive down and mistakenly... take this inside them. This week again, there's a story of a big whale being brought in or being found on the beach, and mostly plastic in its stomach. So its stomach is full of plastic. It doesn't feel hungry, doesn't bother going for food, and ends up dying. So they mistakenly think they're eating jellyfish or something like that, and it's plastic. So do what you can. The tide is on its way out, but last night was a huge tide and would have brought in some more stuff.
You filled your bag pretty fast. Tell me what's inside it.
Well, there's a jam jar in there. There's a piece of a pipe, plastic, a bottle lid, and there's loads of cans in there and bottles and stuff. And there's loads of plastic.
What did you expect to find when you were asked to come down here today?
I was expecting to find like loads of plastic, like bags and loads of bottles, but we haven't found that much.
A plastic ball,
milk cartons,
this weird plastic
pipe,
thing, a pipe
or a hose. There's like 7-Up bottles in there, and like a bottle that looks like motor oil or something. That white bottle there,
And a ball.
And a ball.
I've got two big bags of plastic and rope and lots of chocolate bar wrappers and things like that. Well, we found two toys that were in perfect condition, just kind of thrown on the beach, and I didn't think they would be there, kind of.
What have we got here? Because this is something that they don't use anymore.
Cassette tape.
It's a cassette tape. Very, very good. Did you ever use a cassette tape in your house? Is it something your parents would use?
Probably back in the olden days, my granny would have used them.
Your granny. Well, that makes me feel very, very young. And it's buried into the sand here.
Yeah. For some reason, people don't really like them because, like, they don't do as much as CDs and all.
Okay, lads, what are you doing here?
We're lifting up a big, I think it's a towel. Someone must have left their towel here, so we're going to all lift it up together and put it in the bag.
Yeah.
It looks like a towel with sleeves, though. It's like a big heavy jumper, possibly a fisherman's jumper.
Yeah.
There's five of you about to carry it now. It's very heavy, is it?
Yeah. It was under the rocks, but we all came together and got it out.
Oh, yes, we have it, and
we all got it. That's the stuff, boys.
Okay, boys and girls. Now, we're over halfway, and you probably noticed that some of the bags are getting very heavy. And there is a drop-off point up here where we can leave stuff for the pickup to come along and get it. So if your bag is heavy, we're going to leave it up. Do you see the old lighthouse up there? Right? And then we're coming back on the beach. The big pipes and the metal and all that heavy stuff can be left up there and it will be collected later. You're fantastic at finding glass. We didn't realise there was so much glass on the beach. And bring it to one of the adults. All right. You look out to the sea now, boys and girls, you see that it's going out really, really far today. That's a spring tide. Most of the plastic is not out there, it's here. And you'll notice there are certain areas where there's more than others. So keep going now, please, to the end. And we'll get to the pier shortly. But we'll show you now where the big heavy bags will go. And keep collecting now, please.
Right, Kate, tell me, what did you just find here?
Some baby thing.
Can you tell me what have you got in your bag?
We have a mixture. We have the baby grow in the bag. We have it looks like a plastic pipe.
And it's a big pipe too.
A big pipe and it's a heavy pipe.
Now that could have travelled from Scotland because that's not too far away from here, is it?
No, it could have travelled across easily enough now as it is. Just lots of plastic. Seems to be a lot of plastic along the beach this morning, lots of bottles.
Yeah. The funny thing about it is when you walk onto the beach first, you don't notice anything like that until you go looking for it.
No, definitely not, because I would walk this beach a lot of days, like with my dog, and you don't notice until the dog comes up with something in his mouth. That's when you notice then too. Like,
what has shocked you the most about this beach?
I think I was shocked today by how much bottles we found. There's a lot of glass on the beach, and that shocked me a lot, which is very dangerous for the kids when they're down around playing and stuff. And the baby girl shocked me. Who leaves the baby girl behind them? No, other than that, I think it's a typical beach, isn't it? People come, they need a litter, so hopefully we'll make them aware to pick it up more.
My name is Sinead McLaughlin. I'm principal in Scoliseagon here in Buncrana. And I have joined fourth class, Mrs. Callaghan's fourth class, on a beach clean-up this morning. But they're also saddened by the rubbish, the amount of plastic that is embedded under rocks that they can't shift. So it's a great learning opportunity for them to realise that what man can do to our local environment can be very destructive.
These young children here are tomorrow's adults.
That's exactly right. We're trying to develop in them, again, this pride of place where they live and this sense of responsibility as well, that they will grow up as citizens who will be aware of the importance of maintaining our beautiful beaches and that they will not in any way contribute to anything that would damage the beach. And it's so important to educate the children in that regard from a very young age and in a way where they're having fun as well, because we're creating memories for them as well. They will always remember the first day that they went on the beach for a clean-up, and this is something that'll stay with them, hopefully, and I'm confident that it will as they grow up and bring their own families to the beach and remember to bring the rubbish home with them.
So, Selena, tell me, what happens now after this?
Well, step one is over, so we've collected all the rubbish and all what shouldn't be on the beach. And step two now is where I'm going to go in as the artist into the classroom with the kids, and we're going to have collected what should be on the beach, little natural items, and we're going to use those items to do a sand cast in pewter of a medal. And these medals will be an item that the kids will carry with them for the rest of their life and will be a memory of the day and a reminder to love their beach. So it's a craft project. As an artist, I'm a jeweller, and it's really important to me that to introduce these skills and art into the classroom, into the curriculum, and if we can combine it with a project that benefits the whole community, even better. So I'm very excited to get started with the school children in the three schools in our Buncrana Creative Cluster.
So what about the adults of tomorrow's world? What lessons did they learn today?
Because what we've seen, the way it is, and we just think it's really bad, and we don't want that when we have children when we're older, so we'll try and make things better now.
Mike McCartney reporting.